Hi everybody, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So today we're talking about day two of our article about the TV show, the TLC show, I Am Jazz, which is also the title of our article. And it's about a girl called Jazz Jennings, a 14-year-old teenage girl who was born a boy.
That's right. This person was born actually as Jared, but from a very young age, she knew that she was supposed to be a girl. Actually, from the age of two, she asked the question, when am I going to be turned into a girl? Now, her mother, Jeanette, was actually very supportive of this. She decided she had to do whatever it takes to make her child happy. So when we join Jazz, she is actually 14 years old. She's going into high school, and she's well on her way into this transition into becoming a woman. She's taking estrogen, but she's not satisfied
so far. I mean, from what I understand, that's too young of an age to actually have the kind of operation that would kind of remove the last of the male bits and make her a complete woman from the outside as well. 14 is too young for that. So at the moment, she's in a kind of a difficult place. She's frustrated because her body is not changing quickly enough. Her parents are shocked. Her mother's shocked. Okay, so this is where we are. Growing pains, difficulties. Not only of being a teenager, but of being a transgender teenager. That is the proper word for somebody who kind of moves between genders one way or the other. Today we're going to learn about some more of these growing pains, so let's read through the article and find out what they are.
Reading.
I am Jazz. Jazz is growing up not just mentally, but physically as well. However, this is a difficult thing for her to go through. Jazz still has a male body, and it wants to go into normal male puberty. This is why she started hormone therapy before she became a teenager. Soon after, Jazz began estrogen therapy. While Jazz is becoming a young woman, doctors must closely monitor her testosterone levels. If the levels go up, Jazz could develop a beard or an Adam's apple. Jeanette works closely with doctors to make sure everything goes smoothly for Jazz. However, she still feels nervous about experimenting with Jazz's body. Jazz is still self-conscious. But she tries to take all of this in stride. She goes bathing suit shopping with her sister to prepare for a beach trip. Jeanette makes sure the bathing suit looks good, but she doesn't want people to look down on Jazz. As she says, Jazz made the choice, and it's the mother's job to support the child no matter what.
So we begin by saying Jazz is growing up, not just mentally, but physically as well. So the word mentally is an adverb spelt M-E-N-T-A-L-L-Y, mentally, and it means in a way related to the mind. Okay, so Jazz's mind is getting older. She's becoming more mature. She's growing into an adult, becoming more aware of the world and more wanting to be more independent and make her own choices. So she's changing that way. But she's also changing physically, which means in a way related to the body. So turning from a kid into an adult to look at. So getting taller, faces changing, other things like that. All these changes that happen to everybody in the early teenage years. So she's going through all of those things.
And she is experiencing them in a very unique way as well, because she's also transitioning between going from being physically a boy into physically being a woman as well. I believe she has always mentally seen herself as a girl, but now the physical changes are coming. However, this is a difficult thing for her to go through, I'm sure. Yes, this would be very difficult. As we talked about yesterday, the teenage years are not easy, no matter what, but she has a very unique experience here. Jazz still has a male body, and it wants to go into normal male puberty. If something is normal, it is usual. It's what happens to everybody. what happens to males and females when you enter the teenage years is you go through puberty. Puberty is the medical term that just refers to all the physical changes that your body goes through. You start getting hairy, you start sweating, you start experiencing all those wonderful things.
Yeah, your voice gets a bit deeper.
Your voice gets lower.
Oh, yeah. And so on. Not for girls, that's obviously more of a manly one, but it can be all sorts of things. We start growing beards.
Your voice starts cracking.
Yeah, oh, I hated that phase.
That was really fun.
That was terrible.
Especially when you wanted to talk to a girl.
Yeah.
And just right at that moment, you were just, hi.
Stop it. You're bringing back too many bad memories.
Terrible memories.
So that is puberty. You kind of change to the point, basically, where you are able to have babies. That's kind of the purpose of going through puberty. It takes you from childhood into adulthood. And this is why, because she's got a male body, this is why she started hormone therapy before she became a teenager. If she'd waited until she was already a teenager, she'd be a male teenager. It might be too late, or at least very difficult to reverse what was going on. So she started hormone therapy before she hit that age. Now, hormones, we kind of mentioned these yesterday with estrogen. A hormone is a chemical that controls something your body does. It's kind of the system that checks everything, makes sure everything's at the right level. If we need a bit more of something, we kind of produce it, and hormones kind of control that. They take the messages around and so on. Hormone therapy would be getting hormones. You are given hormones to take, either tablets or injections, and so you take extra ones to kind of either change things or maybe replace what your body doesn't have.
So soon after, Jazz began estrogen therapy. We also learned that yesterday, and Pat has covered what estrogen is and what it does. Now, while Jazz is becoming a young woman, doctors must closely monitor her testosterone levels. To monitor means to keep an eye on something, to keep track of something. So she would have to go to visit the doctor probably quite regularly, and they would have to perhaps take samples of her blood to check the testosterone levels. We mentioned testosterone yesterday. That is the male hormone. We have estrogen, which is the female hormone, which men also have a certain level of, but a low level of. And testosterone, which is the male hormone. And they have to check what level that's at, how high it is, because the male hormone, of course, at puberty, it starts turning you into a man, from a boy into a man. Jazz, of course, does not want this to happen.
Not at all, because if the levels of testosterone go up, Jazz could develop a beard or an Adam's apple. Okay, which would kind of make her good in circuses and so on, but not necessarily as a real person. Now, your Adam's apple, this is the lump in a person's neck, okay? Now, you normally only really see it in men, although women do have them. It's normally only seen in men, and it grows a lot during puberty for males, okay? It's formed by kind of a hard body tissue, not quite bone, but quite hard anyway, and it protects part of your neck. And in a man, because it grows quite big, that's why our voices get deeper. That's one of the changes. So that's why it's more obvious in men. Women have them, but they're much smaller. And I also learned they grow at a kind of a different angle in the neck to that which they do in men. So you can almost never see them in women. But some kind of people kind of think, okay, Adam's apple, that means boy. So, of course, Jazz doesn't want to have one.
Now, Jeanette works closely with doctors to make sure everything goes smoothly for Jazz. Now, to say that things are going to go smoothly means there will not be any problems, or as few problems as possible. So Jeanette, which is Jazz's mother, of course, she's working closely with the doctors. Work closely with just means she's always there. She's involved. She's asking questions and figuring out what needs to be done to make sure things go smoothly for Jazz, and just to make this as pleasant or as smooth a journey for Jazz as possible.
However, the article says, she, Jeanette, still feels nervous about experimenting with Jazz's body. So here we use the word experiment as a verb. It's spelt in the same way as a noun, experiment, experiment, okay? As we said, it's a noun which can be a scientific test, but here it's a verb which can mean either to perform scientific tests on something, or you can experiment on something, meaning to try out a new idea or method. So kind of what this sentence means is that the doctors may not be 100% sure about what they're doing here. There probably aren't many similar cases. So the doctors are sort of trying things out. Okay, let's try increasing the amount of hormone in you. Okay, that's too much. Let's take it down. So nobody really knows. There's not a smooth process we can follow. So they are experimenting. They're trying things to see what happens. And of course, that is going to make Jeanette feel nervous, because what if the experiment goes a little bit wrong?
Jazz is still self-conscious, but she tries to take all of this in stride. If you take something in stride, it means you're going through a difficult time, but you don't let it affect you in a negative way. You just try and be brave through it, basically. But Jazz is still self-conscious. If you are self-conscious, it's a little bit like being embarrassed about the way that you are, perhaps about the way that you look.
Particularly,
mostly about your physical appearance. So Jazz, her body is going through all these changes, and they are experimenting with estrogen therapy. So, of course, she's self-conscious. She's not, might not be that happy with the way that she looks. And self-conscious is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Hey, did you get a haircut?
What? Maybe?
Well, did you or didn't you?
I did.
Well, it looks good.
You think so? I don't like it very much.
There's no need to be self-conscious. It looks fine.
Self-conscious. If I'm awake, I'm conscious, right?
To be self-conscious means you feel nervous about what other people think of you.
Gotcha. Self-conscious means 不安的、扭捏的、害羞的.
Exactly. I wouldn't be self-conscious. I bet everyone thinks your haircut looks good.
I guess you're right. Hey, did you gain some weight?
What? Maybe. Look, I'm pretty self-conscious about my weight, okay?
Hi everyone, welcome back. So Jazz is feeling self-conscious, this phrase we just learned about, okay? I mean, because she's still got a male body, you know, she's still got the boy bits. So of course she's going to feel a bit worried. She'll think people are looking at her all the time, wondering what people think about her. Because I guess she's probably kind of got a girl's, you know, maybe a girl's haircut or dresses in girl's clothes, but she's not a girl completely physically yet. It's still undergoing it. But she takes it all in stride. She's kind of accepting that there will be difficulties and she's keeping going. Now, one thing she does is she goes bathing suit shopping with her sister to prepare for a beach trip. A bathing suit can also be called a swimsuit, and it's what women wear. We kind of, bathing suit, I guess, could be used for guys, but it really just only would mean the trunks or the shorts. Whereas a bathing suit could be the full bikini, the full swimming costume, lots of different names for these things. And they want to go to the beach, so they're going to need a swimsuit or a bathing suit. Now, I can imagine that for Jazz, that's a particularly difficult thing to buy.
That's right. It would not be easy to find something to suit her particular needs. But Jeanette makes sure the bathing suit looks good, but she doesn't want people to look down on Jazz. So she makes sure the bathing suit actually suits her. It's something that Jazz could wear and look good in. But she doesn't want people to look down on Jazz. If you look down on somebody, it means you think negatively about that person. You might make judgments about that person. You might say bad things about them, about what they do or about how they look, anything like that. That's what it means to look down on somebody. The opposite of that would be to look up to somebody. That means you admire them, you think they're doing good things, but to look down on somebody means you think negatively about them.
Okay, so the article finishes by saying, as she says, or as Jeanette says here, this is the mother talking, as she says, Jazz made the choice, it was her decision, and it's the mother's job to support the child no matter what, okay? So support is a verb, it's spelled S-U-P-P-O-R-T. It can be a noun, but here we're using it as a verb, support, to give assistance to someone. We often use it to mean financially, financial support, someone gives you money, but here it more means to give approval, encouragement, and protection to someone, to look after them, to kind of have their back, to make sure that they're okay, and Jeanette feels it's her job as the mother to support Jazz, to do anything she wants, no matter what. So, no matter what, short for no matter what happens, it kind of means that whatever happens, it doesn't matter what Jazz does or what Jazz wants, it's the mother's job to support her. She's not going to change her mind. She's not going to give up or doubt Jazz's choices. She's just going to support her no matter what.
So if you want to follow along with Jazz and Jeanette's journey throughout this whole process, you can check out the show I Am Jazz, just like the title of our article over the past couple of days. Jeanette sounds like a very supportive and wonderful mother, actually, to me. She's supporting her child no matter what. So whatever's going to happen to Jazz, she can always know her mother will be there by her side. We are almost out of time for the program today, but before we leave you, let's have our For You chat.
For You chat.
So our question today is, if your child were in Jazz's position, how would you support her? Note the use of the second conditional there. If your child were, how would you support her? So make sure you format your answer in the same way. I'm going to let Joe do that with his answer.
So if Jazz were my child, I would support her, I guess, by just always being there to listen to anything she might want to say. I guess a lot of this would just be talking things out, figuring out how she feels. Jazz would be going through a lot of different emotions, I'm sure, during this time. Being a teenager, it's a very emotional time, no matter what. But with this unique set of circumstances that Jazz is facing, it would probably double that at least. So just being there to listen and saying, look, you can tell me anything, no matter how embarrassing it might seem, if no matter how strange it might make you feel, I will listen, I won't judge you, I'll just try to help you, guide you through this and be there for you. I think that's pretty much all you can do, and also be there, you know, for all the doctor's appointments and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I would add to that is I, of course, as a concerned parent, I would probably be talking to doctors and going on the internet and trying to find out as much as possible, but what I would try not to do is use that to sort of control what was going on or make out like I knew better than the child. Like, I may have some knowledge, but I've really got to let the child take the lead here and not try and sort of push her in any direction or saying, oh, the doctors say that's not a good idea. You know, you've got to let her talk to the doctor and let her make her own decision, or his, if it's going the other way. So, yeah, I'd probably try and make sure I didn't end up like a controlling parent because of my child's unusual situation.
I'm sure that wouldn't be easy to do, but it sounds like Jeanette has a good handle on things. And like we said, you can check out the show and watch how they go through this together as mother and daughter.
Okay, well, we're out of time for today. Thanks very much for listening to us, everybody. For English For You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
Talk to you again another time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am Jazz. Jazz is growing up not just mentally, but physically as well. However, this is a difficult thing for her to go through. Jazz still has a male body, and it wants to go into normal male puberty. This is why she started hormone therapy before she became a teenager. Soon after, Jazz began estrogen therapy. While Jazz is becoming a young woman, doctors must closely monitor her testosterone levels. If the levels go up, Jazz could develop a beard or an Adam's apple. Jeanette works closely with doctors to make sure everything goes smoothly for Jazz. However, she still feels nervous about experimenting with Jazz's body. Jazz is still self-conscious, but she tries to take all of this in stride. She goes bathing suit shopping with her sister to prepare for a beach trip. Jeanette makes sure the bathing suit looks good, but she doesn't want people to look down on Jazz. As she says, Jazz made the choice, and it's the mother's job to support the child no matter what.
Vocabulary review.
Mentally. Chuck is a mentally strong person. He is almost always calm. Normal. It's normal for winter weather in New York to be cold with some snow. Smoothly. The business meeting went smoothly as everyone had the chance to speak. Experiment. Scientists are experimenting with new ways to grow plants on spaceships. Support. My parents will support me no matter what I want to do in life.